Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me now, as he is every Wednesday night, Mike Fouché from The Daily Line. Joined us last night for a sneak peek. We got to, I felt very like I was just flipping channels on the TV. Seeing somebody else's
And then you land on me.
And you land on me
doing a panel discussion about why taxes are so terrible in Chicago and everybody's screwed.
Was it good? Was it a good time?
It was a great time. It was a terrific time. We had a terrific panel. We had guys from Mike Reaver from the Chicago Chamber. We had Brian Bernardoni from the Chicago Realtors Association. We had Craig Chico, who runs the original neighborhood organization
back
created in the 1930s.
Yards,
the Back of the Yards Neighborhood Council. He was sharp. And, you know, they've got some really interesting things going on in the Back of the Yards.
Did they fix the ills that face us in the city of Chicago?
Yeah, it's all done. So everybody go home. It's cool. Summer vacation is back because everything's solved.
The Lionel Richie, you hit the all night long at the yacht party going.
That's right. It was good. It was good. I played that song afterwards.
Speaking of yacht parties, let's talk about the water tax. It does pass today.
Wow, what a
segue. 40 to 10.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I could always say, and I feel like journalists say this all the time, like, well, it would have been, that's better than it was 10 years ago. It would have been 50 to nothing. But 40 to 10 is still a landslide. Talk about the water tax. Had anything changed in the language, in the ordinance, in anything from the time we talked last week?
There was never really any controversy among aldermen, or there was never really any debate whether or not this was going to pass. Because the deal is that this is to help pay for this massive, raging debt that we've been carried, we've created by not putting in enough money into the municipal employees' pension. It's $18.9 billion. And the water tax is supposed to help us get there for the next few years. And it, we'll keep paying into it. But the thing is the payment plan that the mayor's folks have come up with is it ramps up over time. And there's a fairly steep ramp. We're going from paying $160 million this last year to $300 and something million the next year, and then by 2020 it gets up to $800 million. But hey, it doesn't stop there. By around 2030 it gets up to $1 billion a year that we're
paying, and
in 2057 it's $2 billion.
Well, and this was the old adage of kicking the can down the road that you know, the politicians who are making the leaders who are making those choices now to ramp up in a small risk, they won't be around in 2040, so somebody else is pale to care.
Right, exactly. Who cares, right? It's just our kids.
Which is why we're here today.
Right.
Because back in 2000 and 1995, we were making the same decisions. Saying, oh my God, 20 years.
Nobody cares.
Don't worry about it. We won't even be flying robots, automated
and,
cars.
You know, this is actually a really interesting thing that Bobby Otter from the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability last night at our panel made, which is, hey, look, we're looking at these paths where we're going to be paying in money. That's great. But what if there's a recession? And if there's a recession, that's going to just throw everything out of whack. You know, in 2008, we thought everything was cool. It had been growth, growth, growth. And then there was a recession. And then we really hit a bump
and people
for 5 years.
And people will point to that recession as a reason why these pension payments got out of whack in the first place, because we started to scale back and use money for different
purposes. So to get back to how this all happened is the aldermen never really felt like they had a choice. The mayor never really came with a separate plan. And, you know, aldermen aren't really going to be the guys who are going to say, you know what, we really need is a tax that's four times that size, which is actually kind of the truth.
But that's my point. I mean, that's what John Arena was saying on the show last Thursday. We had him on last week, last Thursday, and he said he'd much rather be in a situation where we all were frank and honest and said that this, because by 2023, this is unfunded. I mean, this is not going to cover anymore.
He's not the only guy.
And so he's one of the 10 that voted against it. But the idea being, let's step up as a city, as leaders in this municipality, which is the same as municipalities around the country, but be leaders that say it's got to start now, not in 10 years.
This is one of the things that's the great mystery about how Rahm Emanuel is running this, which is that actually last night at our panel, Mike Reaver from the Chicagoland Chamber, which is a lot of the businesses in town, and then Brian Bernardoni from the Chicagoland Realtors, which is a lot of developers in town, they both said, look, rather than nickel and diming us for all these little things, why don't you just come to us and say it's going to be $2 and just do it? just get it done so that there's some certainty and we know what it is that we're going to be dealing with for the next 25, 30 years.
Some of the coming back to the table. Political.
So the business people are saying this. It's not just guys like John Arena. It's not just the progressives. It's the rock rib Republican business folks in town that are saying
it too. Astute political observers would also say that 2023, the year that that this money doesn't cost anymore, is also an election year.
So who cares, maybe it's down the line, saying
we ain't going to be here anymore.
Well, you know, the current plan, we're kind of going up a little bit, and then it doesn't really go up until 2020.
After the 2019 election. Yeah. Mike Fouché from the Daily Line in studio with us tonight. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the O'Hare bond vote, which is very interesting because this was the minority alderman black caucus were
nail biter today.
They said, you know what, we don't want to give you money for the bond because of the way you treat workers.
Yeah.
Something that should be routine was difficult to get through.
So
we'll get through and see if that passed, and also talk about police reforms and a little election news coming up here with Mike Fouché. Stay with us. Cool like that.
Cool like that.
Mike Fouché, Daily Line in studio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about city council. And I have to say, it's so nice to have him back in session because when they come back in session,
All the weird comes out.
The protesters come out. You know?
Protesters. Yeah.
Well, there's weird, too. There's the weird, there's the proclamations, and then there's also the protesters.
Yeah.
Today, that was no exception. This was over police reform.
Yeah.
Essentially saying that the... All the stuff that Rahm Emanuel is putting out about police reform is no good.
This group, the Community Renewal Society, which is a faith-based organization, you know, you'd think they're kind of tame. They had a press conference, and they started off by singing a hymn in the press conference, and then they just got rolling. They were upset about how the mayor's police reform is going and the ordinance that the mayor's put out, and they said, look, the mayor's ordinance has got no teeth. And then everyone in the group pulls out these wind-up chattering teeth. And so they're like, the mayor's reform has no teeth. And then they start chanting, no teeth, no justice. And it was great. It was fantastic.
It was great.
It was one of the better, funnier things I've seen. And so then they really brought it up a notch. They all decide that they're going to go deliver the teeth to city council because city council has no teeth. And this is while the city council meeting is going on. And they start charging, going down the hallway into the city council chambers, which, by the way, at that very moment, the former president of Ireland was giving a speech, Mary Fitzgerald. And so the Chicago police were not going to let that happen. Right. And there was this scrum going on with pastors in their collars and yelling and screaming and Chicago police officers. The police officers did not let them through. They were pretty strong guys. And, you know, it kind of ended at that. But it was probably one of the more interesting and, you know, more belligerent protests I've seen. You know, this stuff with police reform in Chicago and city council, it's really getting heated.
We should see some movement on that coming up as well.
They're going to have a special council meeting on the 29th.
So, all right. So the other big story that came out and it kind of went away, but today it came back again, was the idea of O'Hare bonds. And this is something that just
so sleepy sounding, right?
It's something that never gets challenged.
Please put me to sleep. Never. It just goes right through. There's never any challenges, never any problems. And what happened today is that actually there are the Black Caucus united together along with a number of other aldermen saying that O'Hare Airport has not had enough minority contractors. There aren't enough people of color that are holding jobs at O'Hare Airport.
And the jobs there, they're being abused.
And they're being abused. And it's basically a patronage factory. And they're very upset about it. And so it actually went down to the wire. There were three people who had abstained that weren't going to be voting on it. And then you kept hearing no, 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 no in order to pass the bonds. And they need these bonds in order to keep functioning. And then ultimately it came down to 26-21, which is probably the closest vote we've seen yet. You know, that it still passed, but it's probably the closest vote we've seen yet. And, you know, the mayor was clearly not pleased about that. In the press conference that we had afterwards, there were some questions about him, what he thought about it. And he really tried to ignore it. He didn't want to even talk about it.
He acted like it wasn't even a thing.
He said, you know, I don't want to talk about the politics of this. And really, honest to gosh, it's not politics. I mean, this is a real issue.
But for once, it's close. It's 26-21. Yeah. This is what we want you to talk about when there's actually a contentious vote in city council, which is rare.
Yeah, yeah. So, and actually, to his credit, the mayor said that the people who are upset about this really have an earnest concern, and then he is going to try and do something about it. We'll see what happens. This is something that has been building and building and building in city council. Minority contractors for city projects is something that there's a lot of concern about among the Black and Latino caucus.
So we get the bonds. So
the airport keeps functioning. Doesn't shut down.
But it's that's a
real deal.
A real deal. Mike Fouché from the Daily Line in studio with us tonight, as he is every Wednesday night at dailyline.net.
That's it.
All right. So let's wrap up here talking about today on the WGN Plus podcast, The Chicago Way with John Cass.
Yeah.
Jeff Carlin, it's going to be, I think it's either on the site or it's going to be on tonight.
Right.
And John Cass is going to write it up as well for the paper. He had guest Senator Kwame Raoul in talking about politics and the elections coming up, and they asked about Mayor Emanuel. And Kwame Raoul said that Mayor Emanuel will be contested. He will be challenged as a Democrat to Democrat for mayor of Chicago in 2019.
You know, I don't think the among people in politics in Chicago, that is not a surprise. You know, there's already a number of people that are warming things up. You've got Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor, who from the north side, who clearly wants to run, and she's talking about it, and donors are talking about it. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart, he's taken a hard look at it again. And if you see what Tom Dart's up to, he's showing up in every parade in town. He's doing a lot of handshaking. That's not something he needs to do. You know, he'll win re-election for
sheriff. Mike, is that how it works? I mean, if you start to see in the next year or so showing up at pancake breakfasts and parades, it's like, oh, I'm here for parade.
Yeah, what's he for? You know, what's he here for? I don't know.
So I really like Lockies. So you're going to come out to this parade.
Expect it. You know, the city treasurer, Kurt Summers, he has been building an operation. He's got a group of people. He's already got a team. He's got a fundraiser. He's got a communications person. He is building an operation. He's very serious. This is way more than any previous city treasurer. And he's trying to rack up some things that he's accomplished in order to show that he's done. And when you talk to African-American leaders in Chicago and you say, who's going to be the Black candidate for mayor? Kurt Summers, no doubt. And I think that there is an active effort among Black leaders, major Black donors in Chicago, in order to gather behind one candidate. Because the Black political community in Chicago, one thing that they know is that one of the reasons there's been a failure to have a strong Black candidate or a successful Black candidate is the Black community hasn't united behind one person since Harold Washington. I mean, there was talk way back in 1999 about Bobby Rush, and then in 2003 there was talk about Jesse Jackson Jr., but neither one of those ever really came together. So I think that there's going to be a real serious race, at least one candidate, but probably, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw three or four.
Now, I was going to say, the names that you've mentioned, are any of them in the same political family as a Chuy García and the progressive movement that we saw force the mayor to a runoff? Those are different candidates.
Chuy García came out of nowhere. I mean,
the progressive sort of that, you know, they wanted Karen Lewis for a little bit. That's not a Kirk Summer.
There hasn't been a real progressive group. One of the things about liberals is that liberals have a really hard time getting around a single cause. The first thing that a bunch of liberals will do when they get together is have a fight about what they're really fighting about. And so, I mean, that's the absolute truth. Hey, liberal friends, you know, you all know that this is true. I think that there is no progressive organization, and there's no Chicago no longer has lakefront liberals. Those are gone. Mm-hmm. 43rd Ward is no longer a liberal ward. 44th Ward is no longer a liberal ward. So I think it's much more scattered than that.
All right. There you hear it here. We'll see you next Wednesday, Mike. Mike Fouché from the dailyline.net joins us every Wednesday here on The Download to talk Illinois politics. Thanks, Mike.
Good to be here.